I'm Dr. Johnny, and this is Gratitude Changes Everything. Good morning, good afternoon, good day to you, no matter where you are listening and no matter what time of day it is. I'm glad you're here. I'm Dr. Johnny. Welcome to Gratitude Changes Everything. As we wrap up 2023, I want to go through a nice little year-end in review and really highlight the opportunities for us to accentuate gratitude and what exactly it means to be grateful while also being reflective and allowing what has transpired this year to navigate going forward. One of my practices that I like to do at the end of every year is I like to go through my camera roll on my phone, and I like to scroll from January through the spring into the summer and then into the fall and into the current day. And I really find that I've forgotten about a lot of things that happened this year that, had there not been a photograph of it, I might have completely just neglected to remember it at all. You know, a lot of us tend to dream very vividly, and we get so caught up in what we're doing on a daily basis and who we talk to and things that we've shared with other people. And, you know, sometimes you really start to wonder, did I dream that? Did I say that? Who said that? Wait, did she say that? No, I couldn't. They couldn't have said that to me. No, I thought that. Did I say that out loud? Wait, what? And then by the end of the year, we have no idea what we've said. We have no idea what we've done. And then we are looking back at yet another year thinking yet again, wow, that went quickly. And guess what? Next year will go even faster. And if you ask a child, how was this year? They kind of look at you and they go, oh, it was a year. I went to school. I had summer break. I came home and went to school again. I had a year. Okay. Well, when you're a kid and you think about the concept of time, you know, looking forward to Christmas, for example, you know, the month of December lasted forever. It was always so long. And everything about December, there was like a countdown until Christmas. And if you've got children or you are, you know, maybe a mid-teen, a late teenager listening to this and you're thinking, well, that's still kind of my life. Well, so here's what happens. You know, when you're a kid, you have a different concept of time. And I think we spend so much time looking forward in anticipation that we wait and we wait and we wait and we wait. And then we finally get there. And then we have the experience, whether it's Christmas or a party or whatever, and then it's over. And then it's the anticipation to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. But when you're an adult and then you get older and you get older. Now, I can't believe I'm going to say this publicly, but I'm almost 40. Oh boy, that hurt. Ugh, sorry. And, you know, I echo the chorus of all of these people saying how fast time is going. And for a long time, you know, I didn't understand why, but then it dawned on me that the older you are, the more you have to reflect on, the more you can think about the past, the more you can enjoy memories and the way things were at a certain time, and then share memories with people. And that's why, you know, when you're a kid, it seems like all the old people, all they do is talk about the good old days and when I was a boy. Well, you know, yeah, okay, great. But then what about when you were an adult? You know, do you remember that? So I digress, but you get the idea that the longer you live, the faster time goes because you spend more time remembering versus anticipating, because what you could be anticipating, depending on how old you are, might just be the end for now. Anyway, so we're going to talk about more in just a second. For those of you listening who have listened in the past to my other podcasts, thank you for tuning in. And you may or may not be aware, based on if you follow me on social media or via email lists and such, but this was a very, very, very good year for me. No, I was not the one who won the Powerball in California or the Mega Millions in California. That was not me. Damn, maybe next year. But no, this year was great for me because after 6 years of effort and after writer's block, after writer's block experience, after writer's block experience, I finally figured out what I wanted to write my very first book about. And I put my nose to the grind. I got it all done. I self-published. And in September, on September 21st, my very first book, Gratitude Changes Everything, was released. And it's a very, very good feeling. It's a feeling that I don't think I've experienced in any other capacity. To think of something other than maybe like working on my doctorate that I've worked on that hard and that with that much focus and with that kind of continuity and just steadfast behavior and discipline, that is really something that speaks to the effort that went into producing that. So if you are tooling around on Amazon looking for the next thing to impulse buy, might I suggest hitting the search bar for Gratitude Changes Everything by yours truly. It is available in both Kindle and hardcover formats. And if you're a hardcover reader, here's why that's a great book for you. Number one, the introduction is the only part of the book that matters as far as where to start. So start with the introduction, have a read, it's very short, but it sets up the book and it sets up what you can expect from that. Now, every other chapter, you do not have to read it in order. You can very well read it in order, it's up to you. I did not write it in a linear fashion, so if you want to jump around, you got 5 minutes here and there, that's great. That's more than enough time. And those of you who like to make notes in books and highlight and do all kinds of things in there, you can also treat this book as a workbook until I am able to get a workbook to accompany this hardcover edition. But you can highlight in this book because the lines are 1.5 line space, so you have room to highlight without touching the text above or below. So you can really keep it crisp and neat if that matters to you. I know some of you are fellow nerds like me. You'll like that. And if that does not resonate with you, just roll your eyes for a second and keep going. But I wanted to write this book because there's a very big message, and that's why I have a podcast, and that's why I have been landing on just about every continent since 2017 with this reach of this medium, is that this is the message that everybody needs to know. And it doesn't matter where you live, it doesn't matter what you believe, it doesn't matter anything. All that matters is that you understand that gratitude changes everything. You could be having the worst day imaginable, and if you can access gratitude, and if you can get grateful, and if you can really feel grateful, then that's the process. That's where it begins. That's where the process begins to start to feel better. And even if you feel great, great. You have plenty of things to be grateful for. So start thinking about what it is. And I'll tell you what, while we take a little break here to transition, I want you to think about 5 things right here. Just 5 things that come to mind, whether it's a person, circumstance, event, something, 5 things that you are grateful for. That if you could not have them right now, that would mean a world of difference to you. Think about that. We've been living in a world of distractions, especially this year, and a lot of distractions, a lot of permissions, a lot of angles that might not be the most productive. So if you spend a lot of time on your smartphone looking at all these different apps that you have, playing all these different games, escaping the reality that you exist in, I'm glad you found an escape and an outlet, but what you have not found is a way to create your ultimate life at the ultimate level. So as many times as you occupy your hours of your days through a game, through social media, through an app, through wondering what impact that has on your life, and then whether or not that motivates you to make your life better or different, you have some thinking to do. Because whether you realize it or not, this year especially, we have really begun to normalize being unkind to each other. We've really begun to normalize not caring about each other. We've really started to normalize this feeling of, well, I'm just going to numb because there's just way too much to deal with and I just can't, so I won't. And while we all have to do what we need to do to make it to tomorrow, I want you to think about exactly what you want to see in and as your life. If you could write out your ultimate life outline, what would that look like? Where would you live? How much money do you want? Who do you want in your life? What would bring you joy every day? And I'll tell you what, every single thing you just thought of, it's all possible. Nothing's off the table. You just have to believe that it can all be yours. And we'll talk more about that right now. So taking a look back at 2023 will give you much of the benefits that you are hoping that you would have attained as described at the end of 2022, considering you may have had that conversation. I personally had that conversation with myself last year, this time of year, and in December of 2022, I was not that happy. I was not that well either. I was dealing with an array of, you know, stomach problems and tremendous anxiety and just, you know, it was exhausting to live every day. And I'm not alluding to the fact that there was some drastic measure that was considered or would have been taken. No, I'm just saying that it was exhausting to live every day. I was burning the candle at both ends, trying to be everything to everyone, and then it just got to be too much. So I realized that I needed to take some action, so I decided that come January, I would do like dry January with everybody else, and instead of just doing it for the month, I would really just give myself a break from all of that, and I would take it through February and just keep going until I felt like I was good. So, dropped that habit. Started to really focus on working out with my trainer, who surprisingly became very affordable once I stopped my wine habit. So put that together. Anyway, it's surprising how much everything costs when you do it all at the same time. But if you substitute one for the other, anyway. But so starting in February, I started to really focus on nutrition, and I started to focus on the absence of things in my life that were not good for me, whether it was people, you know, drinking or anything else that was just a negative behavior. So I started to replace those negative behaviors with positive behaviors. And I started to really find a way to focus on the things that made me feel good. And feeling productive meant feeling good. So I was productive in the gym, and it was all through the effort that I was making. I was productive at home because of the effort I was making. I was productive at Cycle Bar, where I moonlight as a spin instructor a few times a week and hang out with all my friends. You know, so the years started to get really good. And then I started to focus on getting the book edited down and into actual content that would look good on paper, that would flow, that would make an impact. And I started to polish and refine. And from probably the end of May into the end of July, there was a sincere, devoted effort to polishing, perfecting, and really, you know, making everything as good as it could be. And then, you know, with the Gratitude Changes Everything book, going through the final edits and just dealing with this massive learning curve of self-publishing and understanding how to do all of these different things while still juggling everything else, it is a marvel and a tremendous undertaking that ensued. And for any one of you who was listening, who has been working on something religiously, and it's just the discipline and the determination that you have to have, I want you to appreciate that, but I also want you to give yourself some grace, okay? Think about what you're working on, and think about where you are with that, right? Now think about how that started. What of this process, for whatever you're doing, did you know when you started? I've been doing this podcast now for, you know, over the course of 17, quick math, almost 7 years. And wow. Yeah, quick math will really stump you, right? 7 years, wow. So doing all of that, you know, when I first started doing this, I had no idea how to do a podcast. I watched everybody else and, oh, listen to my podcast, do this. What? How do you do that? I don't know how to do that. You want me to do what? And is there a program, right? I mean, geez, the last time I bought a computer, I was like, well, where do you put the CD in? And then people at Apple looked at me and like, we don't do that. Okay, there. Yes, I just humanized myself. You've done it too. Shush. Anyway, so think about all the things that you're doing that you didn't know how to do when you started, but you know what? You just, damn it, you started. And we all get so stopped and stumped by not starting that we don't do what we want to do because we don't start. So start. Doesn't have to be cute, doesn't have to be pretty, doesn't have to look polished and perfect right out of the gate. You're not in this like massive dress rehearsal for life. This is the dress rehearsal, the whole thing. But we never actually like finish. You don't give your final performance. You just keep doing your thing. So keep running the show, keep doing what you're doing, and eventually you'll finish what you've started and you'll get there. For example, usually when I would do some recordings for this podcast, I would write out some bullets and some copy for what I want to say, and I would take you through it so I would make sure that I drive home the point. But today, I have not had a copy. Nope. I don't even have bullet points. I'm just recording raw audio and piecing it together to give you an episode. So however this ends up turning out, great. Why? Because I wanted to get out of my own way instead of insisting that it be right and that it be polished and that it be perfect. I wanted to have a chat with you. I wanted to look into this windscreen in front of this microphone, in front of all this foam that's around it to absorb the echo, and I wanted to have a chat. So if you're driving in your car or you're at an airport waiting to get on a plane, I want you to remember, gratitude changes everything. So be a little more grateful to the people who are there to help you. Be a little more grateful to the people who get out of your way so that you can get where you need to be and see what you can do to better their day, the impact that you can have on their life. And remember that your life starts with gratitude. I'm Dr. Johnny. I'll look for you here next time.